Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Greenlight helps kids learn about money the way most of us never did, by actually using it. It's a debit card and money app that teaches kids to earn, save, and spend in real life, not just swipe and hope for the best. Learning happens naturally in the moment. Parents can set limits, see spending in real time, and guide better habits along the way, all in one place, without constant check-ins or cash runs. Don't wait. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. Greenlight helps kids learn about money the way most of us never did, by actually using it. It's a debit card and money app that teaches kids to earn, save, and spend in real life, not just swipe and hope for the best. Learning happens naturally in the moment. Parents can set limits, see spending in real time, and guide better habits along the way, all in one place, without constant check-ins or cash runs. Don't wait. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
All right, buckle up, because we are diving headfirst into some seriously creepy territory today.
Are we talking spooky stories about shadowy figures and things that go bump in the night?
You know it. We're talking about Moundsville Penitentiary.
Ah, Moundsville. The name alone conjures up images of iron bars, cold concrete, and yeah, maybe a few restless spirits.
It's practically synonymous with haunted prison, right? But here's the thing.
But there's more to it than just ghost stories.
Oh, absolutely. It's like Moundsville is a vault overflowing with stories. You got true crime, architectural marvels.
And don't forget the restless spirits.
Right. But it's the history that really gets me. It's like built into the very foundation of the place.
Absolutely. When it was built back in 1905, it wasn't just a response to an overcrowded prison system.
They were making a statement.
Exactly. Like, this is what happens when you step out of line. They even based the design on the Panopticon.
The what I call
it? The Panopticon. It's this circular prison with a central guard tower, so guards can see into every cell, right?
Oh, okay. But the prisoners can't see them?
Nope. Plays on the whole psychology of surveillance.
Sneaky. Though I imagine it didn't always work as planned.
You're telling me, but hey, at least they had the right idea. And the inmates... We're not talking petty theft here.
Oh, so Moundsville was the place to be if you were a big-time criminal.
Pretty much. Yeah. Alvin Creepy Carpus, public enemy number one, called this place home for a while.
Okay, that name is just perfect for this place. What'd he do?
Kidnapping, bank robberies, you name it, he probably did it. Carpus was one of the FBI's very first 10 most wanted. And get this, it wasn't just him. Remember how you read about some of John Dillinger's associates ending up in Moundsville?
Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
Well, one of them was Harry Copeland, a member of Dillinger's gang. He got caught with Pretty Boy, Floyd's girlfriend, no less.
Wow. Talk about a blast from the past. It's like stepping into a time capsule of notorious criminals.
But Moundsville wasn't always about gangsters and bank robbers, was it?
Sadly, no. By the 1940s, things took a much darker turn. They started housing the criminally insane there.
Wow. That's quite a shift from notorious gangsters to, well, folks who needed a different kind of help.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the complexities of the prison system, doesn't it? And it's interesting you mention a different kind of help, because this is where the paranormal activity at Moundsville takes a turn.
Oh, how? Well, a lot of the reports, especially the really intense ones, they're centered around the old cell block for the criminally insane.
Like what? What kind of reports?
We're talking like extreme cold spots, almost unbearable, disembodied voices, sometimes whispering, sometimes yelling.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty creepy.
And then there are the full-bodied apparitions just appearing and vanishing right before people's eyes.
Okay, now those are the stories that really get to me. Full-bodied apparitions, that's not just your imagination running wild.
Exactly. And the people who report these things, they describe it as feeling different there, heavier, you know?
Like whatever happened there, it left a much stronger, darker energy behind.
It's a thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
And speaking of things that linger, there was one name that kept popping up in your research. William Bill Miller.
Bill Miller, yeah. The resident ghost celebrity, right?
It's funny, though, you hear all these stories, but did anyone ever stop to wonder, who was this guy?
It's a mystery for sure. He was an inmate, died under mysterious circumstances in the early 1900s, and that's about all that's certain.
No one knows how he died.
There are theories, of course. Some say he was a small-time thief who got caught up in a prison brawl. Others claim he was wrongly accused of something much worse, maybe even killed by the guards.
So it's like we're trying to piece together this puzzle with half the pieces missing.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so fascinating. Is he a restless spirit still seeking justice, or just a story that's gotten twisted over time?
Right. Like, to really understand the haunting, we need to understand the prison part.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, from the research you sent me, it wasn't exactly a walk in the park. Not even close. Imagine being crammed into a space built for a fraction of the people. Extreme heat and cold. Violence constantly simmering beneath the surface.
Yeah, I can see how that would wear on a person.
And the riots. They're practically a regular occurrence. Remember the 1973 riot?
Oh, the Moundsville Massacre. Yeah, that one was brutal.
3 days of chaos. Guards killed. Inmates injured. The prison practically destroyed from the inside out.
3 days. I mean, that's not just a riot. It's like utter desperation. You can practically feel the tension, the anger, even now.
And you wonder if that's what people are picking up on, you know, that raw emotion trapped within those walls.
It makes sense, right? You've got this building designed to mess with your mind, packed full of people who are, well, let's just say not too thrilled to be there.
It's like they engineered the perfect recipe for paranormal activity.
Speaking of, we've covered the whispers and shadows and such, but what about, you know, objects moving on their own? What are we talking about here? Like furniture sliding across the room or something even weirder? It's not furniture. Well, I mean, I guess that would be pretty freaky too.
A little unnerving, to say the least.
Right. But we're talking about like objects with a mind of their own. I read about medical instruments in the old infirmary just scattered everywhere.
As if someone or something just tossed them aside in a rage.
Yeah. And get this. There are stories about guards' logbooks flying off shelves, pages flipping open.
Like something searching for something, some kind of message hidden in those pages.
Okay, now that's not just a draft, right? You can't explain that away so easily. But you know what I didn't come across in the research? Any mention of EVPs.
EVP?
Yeah, electronic voice phenomena. You know, those recordings that are supposed to capture spirit voices.
Ah, right. You'd think with all the stories of disembodied voices, Moundsville would be an EVP goldmine.
Exactly. So what gives? Were there just not a lot of investigations of that type done there?
Oh, there have been recordings, tons of them. And some are pretty compelling, actually. Remember those whispers we talked about?
Yeah.
Well, some people believe those whispers. They're not so random after all. Some investigators claim they've caught responses to their questions on tape.
Hold on. So they're asking questions and getting actual answers. What, like intelligent responses?
It's rarely crystal clear, more like garbled, distorted fragments. But there are stories of names being whispered, dates, even information that later matched up with historical records.
Okay, that's hard to brush off. That's wild. You mentioned ghost hunters and paranormal lockdown doing investigations at Moundsville. Anything in those episodes we should put on our watch list?
Oh, for sure. The paranormal lockdown guys had a pretty intense experience in the old solitary confinement area, the Sugar Shack.
Ooh. Solitary confinement. That's just asking for trouble.
Right. They claim to have caught a shadowy figure on camera, and a voice, a really deep, guttural voice, threatened them, told them to get out.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely going on my list. You know, after all of this, it makes you wonder, what is it about Moundsville? Is it just residual energy, or is there something more?
It's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Isn't the weight of all that suffering, all those years of violence and despair, just etched into the walls? Or is Moundsville like a beacon, drawing in something from beyond our world?
Now, those are the questions that stick with you long after the lights are on. And honestly, after this deep dive, I think I have even more questions than I did before.
That's the beauty of it, though, right? The mysteries that keep us guessing are often the most fascinating ones.
You got that right. Well, folks, there you have it. Our deep dive into the dark history and paranormal mysteries of Moundsville Penitentiary. It's a chilling reminder that sometimes the line between history and the supernatural is thinner than we think. If you're hungry for more, be sure to check out those paranormal investigations we mentioned. And hey, maybe you'll even be inspired to plan a visit to Moundsville yourself.
Just maybe don't go alone.
You got that right. Until next time, keep exploring the unexplained.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.